Welcome to Through the Bible with Pastor Michael, a podcast from First Baptist Church in Mustang, Oklahoma. Here's Pastor Michael.
Let's look today at Judges 4, 5, and 6. We'll begin, as always, with five observations from these three chapters. We see, first of all, Israel rebels against the Lord and then cries out for help. This is that cycle of the judges that we talked about yesterday. That will be a repetitive theme throughout this book. We see it here in chapter 4, verse 1. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Verse 3, then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord for help. So we just observe this cycle that we're going to see take place all throughout the book is right here in front of us. They rebelled. They cry out to the Lord. The Lord defends them and helps them, and then they get right back to rebelling again. Second observation, God gives them a judge named Deborah. We read about Deborah in chapter 4. And then a third observation is Barak defeats the army of Sisera, the general of Jabin's army. We read about that encounter that takes place as Deborah is used by the Lord here, and then Barak is used, and they, it says in verse 13, Sisera called out his chariots, and then we read how in verse 15, the Lord routed Sisera and all of his chariots and all of his army before Barak by the edge of the sword. Sisera then got down from his chariot, fled away on foot. And then we see, fourthly, that Deborah and Barak sing a song of victory to God. That is the entirety of chapter 5. It's this song of victory as they give voice to what the Lord had done. And it ends at the end of the chapter in verse 31, and the land had rest for 40 years. And so the Lord provides victory. There's this song of praise, of victory, recognition of what the Lord's done for them. The land has rest. But you know what's coming because this is the cycle of the judges. Chapter 6, verse 1, right after we read that the land had rest for 40 years, the very next verse, chapter 6, verse 1, and the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. It's just this recurring theme. We see it right here in front of us. And so we would do well to observe the cycle that the people continue to get in, and we would do well to make sure in our heart and our lives that we're not doing that. Five applications. Number one, our testimony should be of continual obedience, not rebellion. When people who know you and watch your life, when they observe your life, the question's not, are you perfect? None of us are perfect. We need grace. I'm trying to bring that up all throughout the year, that no matter what we learn, no matter what we do, no matter how much we grow in our sanctification, we never outgrow our need for grace. So I want you to always approach your Christian walk in obedience, reliant upon the grace and thankful for the grace the Lord gives us. But when people who know you and watch and observe your life, do they see this pattern of disobedience, or would they instead observe a pattern of following the Lord? The testimony of our life, the pattern of our life, should be obedience, not rebellion. A second application is that when God moves on our behalf, we should stop and give praise to God. It's an interesting thing that the Lord has given us this gift of song and of music. And you see several places in Scripture where God has worked and moved. And so there was a song that was composed. We read about songs all throughout the Bible, including in the book of Revelation around the throne. When God moves in our behalf, we should stop and give praise to Him. Stop and pray. Stop and express your gratitude. Stop and write down and record what the Lord has done for you. Tell others what the Lord has done for you. Sing unto the Lord songs of praise for what he's done for you. We need to become more careful to observe God's faithfulness in our life and to return praise to him for the good that he has done for us. It's part of the reason why churches should be filled with singers. They don't have to be great musicians, but singers, because it's just the response of God's people to sing songs of praise as a response to what the Lord has done. Churches where God's people don't sing should just be completely out of place. It ought to be an odd thing for people in the church not to sing. Unfortunately, in our culture, so many people that attend church aren't faithful to give praise to God with song, but we should. The songs you're going to sing this next Lord's Day with your church should have even fresh impact and meaning because of how you've experienced the Lord through his word and his faithfulness to you even this week. New trials that you have encountered this week that you've seen the Lord provide for you. New struggles in your life that you've had to completely trust the Lord with. And as he comes through for you, ought to give way to song and to praise. New ways that he's shown his faithfulness. You ought to sing songs this next Lord's Day with a fresh awareness of his kindness and his goodness for you. A third application, the Word of God is given to lead us to trust him and follow his instructions. That's why God speaks to us. It's not just so that we would get smarter. So be careful here, because as you're reading through the Bible this year, you're accumulating knowledge, which is good and even essential. You can't worship a God you don't know. You can't follow a God whose word you don't know. So the knowledge is essential. But let me just remind you, as I remind myself of this, that the accumulation of knowledge by itself is not the end game. It's that we would grow in knowledge so that we can follow Christ. We can grow in our knowledge of God's word so that we obey him. So the word of God is given to us to lead us to trust him and to follow his instructions. A fourth application from the reading today, I'm thinking now about specifically about Gideon that we read about. Fourth application is that God is patient with us as we grow in our understanding. You see in chapter 6, verse 13, Gideon did not fully get what was going on. Even toward the end of chapter 6, verses 36 to 40, the Lord has given his call to Gideon. He asked for a sign. The Lord is patient with him. He asked for a second sign. The Lord is patient with him. God is patient with us as we are growing in our understanding. What we don't want to do is get to the place where we are comfortable disobeying or rebelling against the word of God. But I do want to highlight for you today that our God is gracious and our God is patient. And while we don't ever want to use his patience as a license for being slow to obey and slow to respond, I do want to just remind you today that our God is a patient God with his people. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, he knows our frame. He knows that we are merely dust. He understands our weakness. He understands our limitation. So just know that. Be encouraged by that. God was patient with Gideon. God is patient with us. Don't use that patience as an excuse to be disobedient, but do be reminded that our God is patient as we grow in our understanding. And then a fifth application, obeying God may cost you your popularity among people. We see that in the reading today in chapter 6 with Gideon as the men of the town were upset with him with what he did. And so we need to remind ourselves that obeying God may cost us our popularity, and if it does, it does. We've got to be okay with that. And then finally, a summary of the second half of chapter 69 which actually fits quite well with what we talked about in Judges 5, and that is, in days of affliction and pain, praise the Lord with a song. Sometimes we think we can only sing when we're happy, or we can only sing when things are going our way. We can only sing when things are happening how we want them to be. But in Psalm 69, verse 29, I am afflicted and I am in pain. Verse 30, I will praise the name of God with a song. So, even in your own life, when you are experiencing days of affliction and pain, let me encourage you to praise the Lord with a song. Praise through it. Sing through it. And learn to seek the Lord, even with worship, in days that are difficult. All right, enjoy reading the book of Judges today.